This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a corrupt mayor with a penchant for mobsters is now the star of a musical. We'll have the story of Buddy Cianci and a summary judgment of the week's movie releases. But first, we welcome back NPR News senior correspondent Juan Williams for a segment we like to call Talking Head Helper, a preview of what we can expect to see on the weekend news talk shows. And Juan himself is a guest of these programs. He joins us now from our studios in Washington. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So who, Juan, is the White House sending into the hot seat this week?
Well, in fact, they're dividing all the shows. You know, there are five shows, Madeline, so they're dividing them up between Ambassador Paul Bremer, who's the U.S. czar in Iraq, and General John Abuzaid, who is the U.S. Military commander in that region. So you'll have these two going out trying to make the case for why the U.S. is, in fact, still in charge and capable of handling post-war strategy in Iraq, which this week became really a question, a matter of doubt after the bombing of the UN headquarters in Baghdad.
But they're also looking for some help, too. They don't want to go it alone, do they?
Not at all. In fact, Secretary of State Powell has been in New York pressing the UN Security Council and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan for help in a stronger statement reaffirming, as a Secretary Powell put it, reaffirming their determination to succeed and to ask member nations to do more. A number of the countries around the world, in particular India, Turkey, the French, have said, you know, maybe they'd be willing to do something under the umbrella of the UN, but not so under a request from the United States, because I think there's still some bad feelings about the U.S. decision to go into Iraq on its own. So what you have here is a situation where the United States wants the UN to act as an intermediary, but not to cede authority, because they want to still have the final say about anything that goes on inside Iraq.
Well, that's tricky, because France and Germany are saying, well, if you want our help, then you'll have to give up some of that authority.
Well, that's the trick, because I think there's also pressure here in the United States, and you're going to see that on the Sunday shows as well. A number of congressional delegations have been in the region, and so you're going to see people like Senator John McCain, and you also see Senator Biden, Lindsey Graham, Harold Ford, other members of the Congress who have been in the region, talking about whether or not the U.S. needs more people in the region, or maybe whether or not, and I haven't heard this quite yet, but I don't think you will, but whether or not it's time for the U.S. to admit that we really don't have the ability to rebuild Iraq.
Are we going to see any of those critics on the talk shows?
Yes, I think the number of these Congress people will be on the talk shows, but I think the lead story will all be coming from U.S. officials, from Paul Bremer, from John Abuzaid, the general, explaining how security and progress can be made even with the increased presence of what they say are terrorists coming through Syria in some cases, but coming from around the Middle East to battle against U.S. forces.
And in other news, will there be any talk about what to do about the nation's power grid after last week's blackout?
No, I think that story has faded, much like a blackout, Madeline. There still is a good deal of discussion about who's going to have a study, who's going to have a report, why those Ohio plants have such a poor track record. But in terms of the, you know, long-term solutions, I don't think we're at the point where you could expect those people on the Sunday shows.
And here, the big news, obviously, day in, day out, recall. Anything on the talk shows regarding California's crazy governor race?
None of the guests this week are scheduled. But I think that what you're going to see is, in all the discussions this week, when it comes to political discussion, California, again, will dominate. Arnold Schwarzenegger's press conference this week, all the discussion about California economics, Governor Davis's speech, which some felt was just channeling Bill Clinton's claim of a vast right-wing conspiracy, all that will be fodder for the political heads as they chit-chat and go at it on Sunday.
So no Gary Coleman anytime soon on Meet the Press?
I don't think so, but you never know. It's late August, Madeline. There's high entertainment value in Mr. Coleman.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Juan.
You're welcome, Madeline.
Juan Williams is a senior correspondent for NPR News and joins us every Friday